G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Let's turn our attention to ongoing mission work in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities in Australia. Our next guest has been working in Northeast Arnhem Land and its surrounds, providing God's word in oral form to the many people groups in the area. Simon Johnson works with Global Recordings Network. It's the outfit that operates the Five Fish app with more than 6,500 languages represented. Their mission is to the least reached language groups in the world. Simon, a special welcome along to 2020.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Simon, for those not so familiar with Global Recordings Network, you're like a missionary recordist. Give us an insight into what you do.
Well, what we do is we create audio and audiovisual resources for people to be able to hear God's word in their own heart language, particularly people who come from a sort of oral preference learning background. So these are the sort of people who learn and pass on information through storytelling, through song and other oral sort of techniques like that. So what we do is we create audio recordings of scriptures, of Bible stories, of Christian songs, and then we distribute that back to the people so they can hear those things for themselves in their own language.
Interesting, isn't it? Not everyone is a reader, but there are a lot of people who like to listen to audio, and those are the sorts of people who are the biggest beneficiaries of what you do.
Well, that's right. And most people would be surprised that even in Australia, I mean, if you go onto the internet, you want to find something out, would you rather read a lengthy blog or would you rather watch a YouTube video or something like that? I think most people would go for the video. So it's not surprising that people who are not as literate would prefer that method as well.
So, Simon, back in 2019, you went to the Northern Territory. Was this your first visit into Aboriginal communities in Arnhem Land?
No, it wasn't my first visit, but we did go up there and we did some recording of some of the scripture that had been translated in a couple of the languages, the Gumaj language and the Duaya language.
So, there are a lot of Aboriginal languages. There are very few full Bible translations in Aboriginal languages. So really, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, big beneficiaries of what you do.
Yeah, well, that's right. And like I said, they're also from those oral cultures as well. So even the ones that do have bits and pieces of the Bible translated into their language find it difficult to sit down and read it. So that's why audio recording is so important.
And you discovered that when you were in the community in Arnhem Land, that it wasn't just you doing the recordings that was interesting to the people there, but they wanted to learn how to do what you do, to take that skill and to continue to utilize it. How does that all work with what's eventuated now?
Yeah, so some of our ministry partners who are in the communities were keen to be able to learn to do what we do so that when we leave and come back home, they can continue on the work. It's often difficult in these sorts of communities trying to get a lot done in a short period of time because there's things that come up, there's distractions, and people aren't always available when you want them to be. But having people living in the community full-time who are already working with the people, already have the relationships with them, who can pick up a recording machine and continue on making the recordings in our absence is a real benefit.
So the sorts of things that you are recording when you're on a visit to remote communities in Arnhem Land and you're doing recordings, you're there as a missionary in that sense, Global Recordings Network. What sort of things are you recording people saying?
So some of the things that we record include, like I said, scripture. If there is scripture translated into their language, then we'll record scripture. Other things include songs, Christian songs that people have written. There might also be little exaltations or testimonies or just simple Bible stories or basic gospel presentations in their own language. A lot of the times in these communities that we go to, the people there already have an idea of what it is that they want to say to their people to encourage them to build up the church. And so they might have their favourite Bible passage that they want to read and then talk a little bit about, or they want to share some stories from their own lives about how God has worked in them. And so they're the sorts of things that that we record.
Do you have a certain awareness that when you're making these recordings that you're contributing to the preservation of culture or the preservation of language? Those things are pretty important, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. It is helping people to preserve their language. And the other thing it's also doing is some of these testimonies and things that we're recording, it's helping to document some of the history of the church in these places. I mean, you think back to our church history and all the wonderful things that have happened in the past and the stories that we have. Well, these are the stories about how the church is growing in their community now and how God is working in different people's lives. So it's almost like an oral history as well. To show how God's working through these people.
And how do you preserve it? Where does it get saved to? What sort of devices are being used to replay these? You could picture them just getting left on a shelf somewhere, but how are they actually preserved for those communities?
Well, we've got an information system department here at Global Recordings Network who are very keen to make sure that every recording that that we have on our servers is preserved into the future. So we've got multiple copies of our archive in different locations around the world, in different platforms, so that if anything were to happen, if the building were to burn down or if there was an earthquake or whatever it may be, then we'll have another copy of it somewhere else. The last thing we want to do is lose these recordings because they're so important and so precious. So we preserve them. And then we make them available on our website and, like you mentioned, through the Five Fish app, so people can download the app on their phone and they can listen back to whatever recording that they like from the over 6,000 languages that we have available.
So the recording you do, it becomes almost like a treasure. You call it a national treasure, and perhaps it is that as well, but it's a treasure certainly for those people groups, those tribal and more specific language groups that you're coming across, and you're looking to expand into other areas as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're quite aware of the fact that we can't do all the recording on our own, so it just makes sense for us if we can do what recording we can do, but then also at the same time be training other people to take up that role as well, so then we can multiply what's happening. I mean, there's a huge number of translators and missionaries out there who see the value in audio recordings, and these days it's easier to pick up a recorder online or whatever it is and start making recordings, but quite often people don't have the knowledge of the skills of how to do it well. So what we want to do is try and equip people, give them good quality gear and give them the training how to use it so they can go out and be making these recordings. Then they can send them to us. We can preserve them on our servers and make them available through our website and other means as well.
Are there special qualifications you need to be able to do what you're doing, recording these conversations and Bible stories, testimonies, local history? Any special qualification needed to be involved?
Well, we often require people to do some level of theological study before they go out into the field. But also we send people on to TAFE to learn how to do audio recording training and other things. But you know, if somebody wanted to come along and put their hand up as a recordist, then we would find out where they're at, find out what training that they need, and work out how to provide that.
Last time when you were up in the Northern Territory and you were doing some recordings, you had a bunch of people wanted to be trained. So training happening more and more regularly?
Yeah, training is becoming something that we're seeing as a great strategy to advance the work that we're doing. Like I said, we can't do it all on our own. So if people are keen to do recording and we have the means to train them, then it's definitely in our interest in order to fulfill our mission objectives to help train other people to go and do that recording as well.
In fact, on your website, there's that quote that says, "Everyone deserves to hear the gospel in the language and style that speaks to their heart, because faith comes through hearing the message." Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Is that something that drives you, motivates you, Simon?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no right or way, right or wrong way to communicate God's message. It's really up to how that person prefers to engage with it. So whether you hand them a Bible, whether you give them an audio resource, or whatever it may be, you know, whatever's going to work best for that person, well, that's what we want to aim for, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how they hear the good news, as long as they hear it, and, you know, through prayer and the work of the Holy Spirit, lives will be changed.
Well, no doubt you're there on the spot and you've got a microphone in front of elders and tribes people of those specific tribes, and getting their language onto a recording. Simon Johnson works with Global Recordings Network. To connect with Simon and the team, you can go to grn.org.au. That's grn.org.au. And, of course, you can download the Five Fish app for access to those 6,500 different languages with gospel material. Five Fish, that's the number 5, the word F-I-S-H dot Mobi. Simon Johnson, thanks so much for sharing your heart with us today on 2020.
No worries, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.